Number 63. Suck down for success. My professional adventures in gender differences voyage began with a conversation with an exec at the travel services giant Rosenbluth International, which is now part of American Express. In a wide-ranging discussion, we passed through his career as a very successful systems salesman at AT&T. He said in effect, or explicitly per my memory, my secret was hiring women. The story he told was illuminating. The fact is, in any large or large-ish organization, the sale for a significant commercial product like the one my pal was selling really takes place 3 or 4 levels down from the top. That is, the vetting and analysis that precedes a yes or a no is likely done by a 28-year-old staff engineer in a little cube in Nowheresville on whose desk the project landed. Back to my pal and his female hires. For guys, he said, it's always ego. The guy is a senior salesman, and he therefore, God help us, pretty much insists on dealing more or less exclusively with senior counterparts. It's beneath his self-invented station and corporate life to muck about in the bowels of the customer's operation with, quote, mere clerks, unquote, or some such. But the women I hired reveled in the things that the men eschew. The women willingly invested big time in developing a rich network 2 or 3 or 4 levels down in the customer operation, down where the decision to buy or not is effectively made. To make a long story short, the bottom line, female or male, is what I call the gargantuan power of sucking down. Forget sucking up. It's a low-odds strategy. If you are willing to invest the time, sucking down is a high-odds affair. To paraphrase the immortal robber Willie Sutton on why he chose to knock off banks, it's where the money is. Oh, is it ever? In addition to the plain fact that, quote, down there, unquote, is where the deal is effectively done, the folks a couple of levels, quote, down, unquote, always in quotes, because down is the real up, is the anthem here, are typically bowled over by your time and attention. We all crave being taken seriously. Hence, the next thing you know, indeed after a lot of work, you've got in effect a private sales network to die for in the bowels of the customer organization. And it's a network typically with staying power because there's not so much volatility, quote, down there, unquote. So, suck down for success. You heard it here first. As always in this book, the point is not catch as catch can or a good idea. It's about a well-thought-out scheme, in fact, no less than a way of life, a measured, systematic effort to penetrate the working-class ranks of a client organization and develop a set of relationships with the real deal-makers. An alternative formulation to, quote, suck down for success, unquote, is this. Success does not depend on the people you know in high places. It depends on the people you know in low places. Summary. Reaching down, up on Capitol Hill. My personal breakthrough on this one came over 3 decades ago, working on drug issues in and near the White House. I needed congressional support, but I was a junior staffer, White House affiliation or not. Fortunately, a wise pal gave me priceless Capitol Hill advice. He said, quote, "The secret is not getting close to the congressman. The odds of that are very, very low. The secret is finding and courting the congressman's young L.A., legislative assistant, who will be the one who actually deals with your issue," unquote. I did that, with abandon. And holy smokes, did it ever yield pay dirt. I still fondly recall my boss once saying, quote, "It seems as though you've got Congressman Blank," who was a subcommittee chairman, incidentally, "working for you."